Space, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Nigel Lambert.
Farmer Tubbs enjoyed a nice chat. And since he lived alone and saw few other people, he spent a good deal of time talking either to himself or to his animals.
"If things had turned out different," he said now to the newly named Ace of Clubs, "and I'd married when I were a young man, I'd likely have had 6 or 7 children by now, like your mum has. But I can't say as I'm sorry. Maybe it'd have been nice to have her wife to chat to, but you can have too much of a good thing. Only girl I ever fancied marrying, she were a good strong wench, and she were a wonderful cook, but, oh my, didn't she go on? Talk the hind leg off her donkey, she could. You couldn't never have a proper conversation with she. You wouldn't get a word in edgeways. We was engaged for a bit, but then she broke it off and went and wed a sheep farmer. Long, thin fellow, name of Hoggett. And I'll tell you a funny thing, young Ace of Clubs. Are you listening?"
The piglet grunted twice.
"As well as sheep, Hoggett had a pig, a huge old white boar, and that boar could round up sheep just like a dog. You wouldn't never think that were possible, would you?"
The piglet grunted once.
"No." "Well, 'tis true," said Farmer Tubbs. "And what's more, now I comes to think of it, that clever old boar was your great-grandfather. So, you never knows, young Ace. You might be an extraordinary pig when you'm full-grown. Except you never will be full-grown,"
thought the farmer.
"I shall sell you and your brothers and sisters when you'm 8 weeks old. In a few months after that, you'll all be pork."
He was careful only to think all this and not to say it out loud. Why? He asked himself. Well, the piglet might understand what he was saying. This one might.
Farmer Tubbs' fat red face creased into a great smile, and he shook his head and tapped his forehead with one finger. "You'm daft, Ted Tubbs, you are," he cried. "Whoever heard of a pig that could understand the Queen's English? Can you imagine such a thing, Ace? Eh? Can you?"
The piglet grunted twice.